Will the cookies crumble? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I like advertising. It supports broadcasters. It introduces you to services you might find useful. But with the digital revolution came a different kind of ad, an ad that can follow you. And more than follow you, it can stalk you, zombie-like, from website to website. And the whole system depends on bits of code on your computer called cookies, which track what you browse so advertisers can target ads. And these cookies often come from websites you never actually visited, sometimes with really interesting results. For example, depending on which articles you clicked on during the Charlottesville coverage, you might have ended up getting an ad for Nazi souvenirs. In fact, Facebook's tracking software, as it was analyzing the stuff that people click on, automatically created a demographic profile called Jew haters. Companies could buy access to that audience and secretly plant their cookies. The category was deleted after ProPublica ran an article about it. But now, Apple has decided to strike a blow for privacy. The latest version of Apple's Safari browser is designed to purge most of those unrequested cookies after 24 hours. And that has advertisers upset. They've fired off a letter to Apple complaining that this would make the advertising experience more generic and less timely. Well, I'm sorry about that, but considering how much of our personal information is now under the control of these little zombie cookies, maybe it's time for a browser that eats their brains. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.